Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, on a Wednesday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Sail Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations. By the way, that's AM 860 and AM 930, both the answer stations, stations here in Tampa and Sarasota, as well as 93.7 FM. Now, the great we broadcast the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite on the GCN USA and selected Salem media stations across the country. Also, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters and police and hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, that's everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women behind the 18 wheelers going coast to coast, border to border, and of course our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang there, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and back and forth, and of course our suicide jockeys like Tom down there in Venice, hauling the gas and the diesel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. The handle is at Captain's America in all cases. And, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things that we're up to. All righty, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, it is. Now, the jury yesterday found former Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman not guilty on the one count of lying to the FBI general counsel James Baker. Now, a lot of people are going, well, there, say he's, that Durham guy, yeah, he's not worth the powder, yeah, I heard that right away. But then I'm thinking to myself, I says, wait a minute. This opened up a huge can of worms for the Clinton campaign with all the things we found out that we now know that we didn't know before, or am I wrong?
Well, it really didn't have anything to do with Durham and the presentation of the case, because it's a Washington, D.C. jury. you on that jury, you've got people that donated to AOC, that, you know, worked on the Clinton campaign and, you know, so forth and so on. So he wasn't going to get a legitimate jury. John Durham is, I mean, I shouldn't say legitimate, but, you know, a fair jury.
Right.
Durham's not, he's not stupid. He knew that going in. So what he has done, and the one count of lying, while it is a big deal, it's kind of small potatoes in the scheme of the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And the scheme of the whole thing here is there are three parties. It's the Hillary Clinton campaign, it's Perkins Coie, and it's the FBI. Mm-hmm. Therein lies where he is, what he's really doing here and what he's after. Raise your hand if you know that that the FBI has actually had an office at the Perkins Coie law firm.
I didn't know it.
All right. Think about that for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Why would the Democrat Party that, you know, actually hires and hired and, you know, pretty much owns Perkins Coie, why would they think that would be legitimate for their law firm to actually have an office, workspace for the FBI?
Wow. Well, because they want to be close to the source of the information, I guess.
Well, no. What you have here is you've got a handful of people on the seventh floor of the Bureau, otherwise known as the FBI,
mm-hmm.
including now, I might say, the director,
Christopher Wray, yeah.
That apparently has signed off on this, because this is not a new condition. This is not a new condition. This has been this way for about 10 years, if not more.
Wow.
And the reason, and I knew this, I think, about a year and a half ago. In fact, I think I have it on some kind of a post-it note or it's in my notebook here. But I was reminded of it last night because there are a couple of whistleblowers, apparently from Perkins Coie, that sent a letter to Congressman Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan talking about it, confirming it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a new situation here. And that situation here is that we have FBI leadership, continued FBI leadership, that I would say needs to be torpedoed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sooner rather than later.
Well, yeah, of course, like right now.
Yeah. Well, again, if we can take back control of the House and the Senate, I think it'll be done. And hold that thought. We'll get into more of that when we come back. Plus, Joe Biden is not a happy camper these days. He went down to 34% favorability, popularity, whatever you want to call it, yesterday. 34%. I kid you not. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
With Denise, right after this. If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away and tell you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Of course, Geico has been saving people money on insurance for over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers out there. Now, you can go to your local Geico office, or you can go online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV. They can insure all that, too. And where you'll really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance policy with Geico. Put it all together, and you'll save a bunch of money. So, the website again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
It seems that Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, did something very, and I don't call it smart, yesterday. He had his press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, I call her Shazam, come out and make the following statement. She said, there's been conversation about hardening the schools. That is not something that Joe Biden believes in. Really? Really?
You know, I almost don't even know where to go with this. You can stand there with your hands on your hips, and you can listen to stuff that comes out of this White House, including what he had to say about the 9mm.
Yeah, I heard it.
You know, it's kind of like if you don't know what you're talking about, then just don't say it, because you look stupider and stupider by the minute. lessons should have been learned on Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
What lessons were not learned on Sandy Hook, then you should have learned it at the Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started with Columbine. Now, you and I, we can discuss this until the cows come home, and I think they probably already have come home. But I would say that if you harden the Super Bowl, if you shopping malls, and I would say selected shopping malls, mm-hmm. shopping centers, I should say. We don't really have malls so much so busy anymore.
Right.
Any kind of public event, then, and you do high schools, then why are you not doing elementary schools?
Right.
But it's also how you do it. And it doesn't always have to be a person standing there. It can be procedures. And, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't read the law in a long time, but you cannot take a weapon on within, 200 feet of school property? Is that right?
I believe it's that. Maybe it's 300, but you're right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's your first violation right there. You can't tell me that we don't have laws in place. We do.
We do.
They're just not followed.
Mm-hmm.
Expanded background checks. What the heck does that mean?
Well, let's stop right there with a background check for a minute. Let's stop there, because this shooter there in Texas had a background check, and there was nothing there because he didn't have anything on his record.
Well, but that's because, hold on, if you lie on the form,
yep.
Who's there to see that you lied or didn't lie?
Nobody.
You just fill me out a form.
Yep.
And how many times does the failure of the background check, when it goes through the pipeline to the FBI, does it not happen there either?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that. And now I'm seeing, including Congressman Dan Crenshaw, who I'd like to go kick in the shins, says
I heard what he said.
You can't buy a weapon. He supports the fact that you can't buy a weapon until you're 21.
Correct.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, wait. You can go to war. You can go to combat and be trained on how to use a weapon in combat.
At 18.
Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing. 18-year-old people have been able to buy a weapon in the state of Texas since the state of Texas was born.
Yep.
Now, what's gone south since then? People. Not
yep.
the weapon. People.
Yep.
So you've got the Democrats and a whole bunch of Republicans now that are going after the weapon, but they're not going after the people.
Nope.
The weapon isn't anything more than a dying fern in a vase or sitting on a table.
Mm-hmm.
It means nothing unless there's a person there to do something with it.
And remember now, it's a weapon of war, remember?
I don't even know what a weapon of war is. It's a canned phrase.
It's not an AR-15, I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, they're conflating it to a 9mm and AR-15, which is now a submachine gun or an assault
yeah.
weapon.
Yeah, you can make it into a pistol or something. Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So this is the time that the Republicans need to stand up and continue to go after education. And that also starts with one, the syllabus, what is being taught, when it's being taught, and how it's being taught in schools.
Yep.
And that includes, and I would say expanded civics, including law, basic law.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of critical race theory and all this other nonsense that we're doing in schools, we're destroying, education is destroying the family.
Yes, they are.
there, including defunding the Department of Education. Each state can financially support their school system.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the money from the Department of Education. And what is the Department of Education doing anyway?
All right.
But parents are not parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not doing anything about mental health except making it worse.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone line real quick here. We got Backgammon Bob on the line. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, Captain. As far as the school shooters go and stuff and people in the schools, why not have two officers in the school, okay, and put cameras in every classroom and have an alarm button in the classroom that they can punch, which will call attention to both the local police and bring the attention to the officers that are there. And if they have fully camered and limited access points, that's going to solve a lot of the problems. Just that if they can have all this money that they have for raising teacher salaries or administrators are really not much, then why not have a couple of officers, one to back up each other, the two of them for around the school, and simply have everything monitored and controlled. Cameras
okay.
everywhere. That's it.
All right. Well, at the high school level, that has been done in a lot of places. Unfortunately, nobody thought that this would happen at an elementary school, in my opinion. I'm being serious here.
I get it.
Yep.
Look, I'll go back to what I said last week. And, you know, if we don't deal with the behaviors of people, we're going to continue to have this problem. A school obviously has its vulnerabilities. But so do shopping centers, so do parades, so do sporting events. I mean, are we going to become a police state where we have to have armed security, you know, just everywhere and cameras everywhere? What are we doing about crime?
Have you been to a sporting event lately? Any sporting event?
Not recently.
They are armed. They are armed. You've got armed people everywhere.
But that's the whole point.
Yep.
Why? We're not getting anywhere with this.
Nope. But anyway, we'll have to discuss this again tomorrow, but I'm telling you, to be continued, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We will.
You bet we will. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we will talk more about this. Plus, how about the AR-15? In the next hour, I'm going to talk about the AR-15. And all these people that are going, oh, it's a war, weapon of war. Yeah, right. We'll get that straightened.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
A Texas town is starting to say final goodbyes to a class of children. The first of 21 funerals took place Tuesday in Uvalde, just 1 week after a school massacre. Two 10-year-old girls were laid to rest. They were among 19 children gunned down in a classroom along with two teachers. While Uvalde grieves, the White House said President Joe Biden does not believe in proposals to harden schools against potential gunmen. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said instead the president is looking at resources to help teachers do their jobs. Meanwhile, the president said he will meet with lawmakers about gun control legislation. White House aides said the administration is researching additional executive actions. And 14 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed in a handful of states. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses. We'll tell you where they're at, but in the meantime, check them out on the web by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they can serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. On this side of the bay, they're in Clearwater. On the other side of the bay. And the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, go to the website, naa.edu, take a look at what they have there, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of the campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. And maybe, if you want to really get the nickel tour, schedule a tour of both. Go to one first and go to the other next and see what they're all about. Reason being is because it's not just an education you're going to get and learning a skill, becoming a certified aviation maintenance technician, but it is a lifelong career that you are learning about, one that will pay you handsomely, one that will give you excellent benefits, one that will keep your skill sets and your mind sharp as a tack because of the things you'll be doing. You'll be working on aircraft, literally, all over the world if that's what you want. Or here in the United States if that's what you want. Or maybe in Paris, France if that's what you want. The choice is yours. There are many, many, many options. But it all starts with giving them a call at 800-659-2080 and asking to take the tour at one of their campuses. Well, the Army blocked public access to a report on the status of forthcoming publications after the Army Times referenced a report in an April 1st story on how the service was had failed to publish a long-awaited regulation that would coordinate its suicide prevention programs. So now, those that thought they were going to see something or learn something aren't. Instead, what you're going to hear is about climate change, which, of course, has been called one of the most destabilizing forces of our time, exacerbating other national security concerns and posing serious readiness challenges, according to the Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro. Okay, so I guess if you don't have ships on the water to fight the battles that you have, climate change is the reason. Now, he said that in the introduction to the 32-page report. He said, our naval and amphibious forces are in the crosshairs of the climate change crisis, and this strategy provides the framework to empower us to be more meaningful to reduce the full threat of climate change. Boy, never mind China, right? Never mind Russia, right? Never mind Iran, right? And all of North Korea. I could go on. They're more of a threat than climate change is, especially North Korea and Iran. Those guys in those countries, they don't care. They have no regard for human life. Now, the VA was ordered to report performance of troubled health record system to the Congress. The Department of Veterans Affairs will be required now to regularly report the performance, including incidents that risk patient safety, of its troubled electronic health record systems to Congress under the new legislation headed to the President's desk, which will be signed. The Senate approved a bill late last week, remember, to require the VA to submit quarterly reports to lawmakers on the performance and costs of the Electronic Health Records Modernization Program, known as EHRM. Now, the bill had already passed in the House in a voice vote in November, meaning it now heads to the President for his signature. And we'll see where all of that goes. Now, Joe Biden, 2 days ago, ruled out sending Ukraine rockets that could strike into Russia. Last night, late, the word came in a press release that he changed his mind and he was giving them some missiles that would go a little bit further, not saying how much further, but they go a little bit further, but not as far as what the Ukraine wanted. So he's giving the Ukrainians some longer-range missiles in hopes of turning the tide in the three-month-old invasion by Moscow. Biden, of course, had faced criticisms for his hesitating over concerns the U.S. might appear to be arming Ukraine for something other than their defense, and Moscow has vowed retaliation to any such offensive action against his territory. Biden did tell reporters, though, that he was not going to send any rocket systems that could strike Russia, and now he's changed his mind, and guess what? He's sending something that can strike Russia. So, So we just don't know. We just don't know what's going to be next. We just don't know. And it's amazing what's going on right now. Because you hear one thing, and then the next day you hear something else, and back and forth, flip-flop, flip-flop. I guess maybe we need to get him a pair of my slippers. Well, an economic expert from Moody's, Mark Zandi, was on C-SPAN yesterday talking about the possibility of a recession over the next 2 years. And he rated it as a 50-50 proposition that we would be in a recession here in the United States within the next 2 years. Now, to that I say it depends on who takes control of the House of Representatives and the Senate in November. If it's the Republicans, I think you'll see our economy start to turn around. Because they are right away going to do things to try to get things back where they were when Donald Trump was in office and we had some of the greatest economy we ever had. Does anybody other than me remember that? I don't hear a lot of people talking about it until I go to groups where the groups are talking about it, but individually I don't hear a lot of stuff being mentioned. So I guess we have to just sit back and wait. But in the meantime, things are better, a little better, than they appear to be at the moment. I mean, I could sit here and go, oh, man, we're doomed. It's terrible. Nothing's going to happen. We're all going to die. We're going to lose our shirts and our houses and our roofs and this, that, and the other. We're going to have 95 hurricanes and... You know, I could sit here and do that, but I know better. I know better. With age comes a little bit of wisdom. Sometimes a lot, sometimes a little, sometimes none, I guess. Depends on who you are. But you have to understand, folks, that you're only, and by the way, I'll use this analogy with a computer. You're only as good as the person pushing the buttons. Think about that. You're only as good as the person pushing the buttons. Boy, is that true. Couldn't be truer. All right, I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
I'll tell you what, the guy's too good to me. We've hung around way too many years together. How about that? All right, this portion of the radio show, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Acura, of course, located here in Tampa, Florida, on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And by the way, something they do that many other dealers don't or won't, you serve, you save. That means active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them on either brand new or certified pre-owned vehicles. Now, they get customers from all around the country, because this is a national show, and we tell you about them. And a lot of people come down here not only for the weather, they take a brand new car back home, or a newer car to them anyway, because you can save a lot of money down here. And by the way, that certified pre-owned you got is worth more money than what you think. Check it out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Do pretty good, even though I'm watching the weather, because we got something creeping in our direction over the weekend, looks like. But we'll find out more about it, I guess, in another day.
Oh, boy. Why, it's supposed to get real ugly, or no?
Well, South Florida, probably. Below us, maybe Fort Myers south. I think it's going to stay down there and then go out into the ocean. But there's another thing out there in the ocean that might match up with it, and then up the East Coast it goes.
Oh, yeah, it's tough, boy. I mean, this weekend in Florida it's supposed to be?
Yep. It's probably Sunday by the looks. Might feel some of it Saturday, but probably Sunday. But got to keep your eyes on the sky.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yes, sir. You know, some evidence can be found in the oil market that the world did not actually stand still in May. West Texas Intermediate moved from around $105 to $115 a barrel, despite the Biden administration's policy of using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to hold down prices. None of that worked. The price of gasoline is set at least half a dozen record highs on the back half of the month. I mean, the government doesn't know what the hell they're doing here. We're all getting hosed. I mean, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do?
Listen, you know, you got a lot of excuses coming out of the White House. You got a lot of finger pointing coming out of the White House. You got a president making up that he got appointed to the Naval Academy.
Oh yeah,
it is just. The hits just keep on hitting, my friend. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, basically, hopefully, the administration, you know, is going to just have to get out of the way. You know, based upon the politics, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to do much leading into the midterms. It really doesn't. I mean, I'm hearing that they're trying to persuade Joe Manchin to go along with some of their nonsense.
Yes,
I don't. That's going to fly. I think it's, you know, they're trying to persuade him with, you know, basically various different energy deals with West Virginia. You know, at this point in time, there's no doubt that they're adrift and you know, they're kind of, you know, they're adrift without a paddle. And they really don't know where to go.
Yeah, West Virginia would be a great place to have a windmill farm, wouldn't it? I mean, that's what they're doing. They're trying to bribe him with green energy.
I guess you'd have to put them on the top of the mountains.
Yes, you do.
The way it goes. And I'm not a big fan of the way that looks at all. I've, you know, seen them do that in Europe, and it's just...
California.
Well, California, I haven't seen them on top of mountains, but I've seen fields of them in California in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, for aesthetic purposes in certain places, it really kind of wrecks the view, that's for sure.
Well, when you're coming out of Sacramento and you're going towards San Francisco, they're up on the side of the mountains.
Oh, God. I mean, I've driven out of San Francisco heading out towards Yosemite, and they had, like, fields of them, like, and it's like, almost like a desert, almost, and there's just half of them don't even work. Most of them are broken.
That is correct. You are right. Okay, well, you know, yesterday Chairman Powell and the president met, and they were having discussions about what to do about inflation. But it looks like as if the next person is going to get the finger pointed at him is going to be Powell.
Well, I mean, he screwed up. I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that he messed up royally when it came to inflation last year. I don't know if there was any pressure brought to bear, but the concept that, you know, the idea that it was somehow transitory is just stupid. Wasn't the case at all. I mean, we talked about it here on the program.
Yep.
You know, just ridiculous. So, you know, again, you know, I get it. I mean, he bears some fault, but also, you know, you also got to fund the government. And when you know, go out and spend $1.9 trillion on nonsense, money's got to come from somewhere.
Now, I watched the polls a lot, and I watched Gallup yesterday, and they were talking about Biden inflation. And just 13% of Americans in the poll, the Gallup poll, said the economy is good. And 1% say it's excellent. That's it. Everybody else, it ain't so good no more.
No, it's, you know, it's harder now. Listen, when you're constantly getting hit at the gas pump, when you're constantly getting hit, you know, at the grocery store, it weighs on people. It really does. There's no other way around it.
Yeah. Now, business conditions in Texas have deteriorated sharply this month, so much so that the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank says that they've now gone negative in their next Fed survey, which is unusual for them. They don't do that. Texas is usually a pretty good barometer of what's going on.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, maybe you're backing up to, you know, to some degree. It's hard to tell, you know, certain manufacturing in certain areas and how they're going to go about handling it. You know, but some of these numbers, I mean, they're going to put those out there because it's going to also give them a bit of a reprieve when it comes to raising rates.
Okay. And, raising the rates to what? I mean, I saw they've been raised a couple times, but what are they going to go to now?
Well, they're still planning on, you know, raising another, you know, at least, you know, 150 basis points, it looks like, moving forward, but we'll see.
Now, we talked about this briefly. I mentioned it to you when we were talking before you came on the air. Joe Biden just turned down the one thing that could probably help stop the school shootings, and that was to harden the schools, the elementary schools, and make it harder to get in and make the doors so that they open to the outside, the other doors other than the front door, rather than open the other way around so that people just couldn't come barnstorming in there. Because they've got it pretty well set at the high schools, the security, and everybody's talking about how bad the security is at the schools. Well, this was an elementary school, amongst other things, and a whole different ballgame.
Well, I elementary schools are one thing. High schools are another. Kids are going to be leaving a little bit, more often out of high schools. And actually, they kind of changed the rules around here in regards to whether or not kids can leave campus, different from when we were kids. I just don't understand why you can't have simple double doors, both that lock. You have to show yourself to a camera before entering. This stuff should be standard. It's not that expensive.
Correct.
This is not expensive. These are not expensive things to do. They don't cost a lot of money. They should be implemented and done. I mean, you prop and open a door and not having a double door. And, you talk about all these people with the green stuff. It makes your school more green, for crying out loud, when it comes to energy. So, I don't know if you get some funding out of some of that money that they're sloshing around for that as well. But at this point in time, to not have these things done, it's just ridiculous.
Well, the left has widely mocked the idea of locking down the doors and having the school resource officers on campuses being necessary to prevent active shooter situations. And that all flies in the face of logic and reason, given the fact the shooter actually walked around the school on the outside for 12 minutes before finally finding an unlocked back door to enter to get into the building.
And firing off shots, too.
At the building, yep.
I don't know. I don't seem to understand how, all these doors, our doors aren't locked. I know Texas is probably hot. Possibly that they wanted to have some airflow in, and some teacher obviously did something stupid, by propping open the door.
There's been some pushback on that. It may not have been the teacher.
Oh, really? Okay.
It may have been the gunman.
How did he get the prop open for?
I don't know, but it may have been the gunman. Ooh. Maybe to get out of the school. I don't know. But anyway, here comes the music. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there. Check it out. And find out all the great things that he does. I'll be right back with more after the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.